last week I had an exhibit at a business development conference, and I had the CD that Bill prepared for me, which is myself introducing me as a coach, and also I had clients who Bill had interviewed, and I had those on the CD, and I projected them onto a screen and played it. And as people walk by and they hear what's being said, they stop, and it gets their attention, and they come over. So it allows me to engage in conversation with them and even give them more information about what it is I do and how I can help them.
Why did you think that these raving fan comments would help set you apart from the field?
It's one thing to have written text testimonials, but it's altogether different when you have a real person speaking and talking about what it is that the coach has done for them or how the coach has moved them forward in their effort. And to have their picture and their background and all of the information, it makes it real.
Was he able to help you in other areas as a consultant in defining your image in any way?
Well, you know what? I think Bill is unique in several respects. Number one is Bill is excellent because he not only writes scripts, he interviews very, very well. He asks the right questions. He gets people engaged. And then he has the technical expertise to pull it all together. So there's three different marketing areas of expertise that he is able to offer that I've not seen or found anyplace else.
Coaching is a very personal relationship. Are there any specific examples of individuals that you were particularly impressed he was able to bring out?
He talked with one of my clients. His company had hired me to work with him, and one would think that there would be some reluctance in the answers, etc., but there wasn't. He was very, very open about how I came to work with him, and Bill was able to ask questions that were comfortable for him to answer. He allows the clients to talk and express what their feelings are and how they have benefited from the experience, as opposed to planting seeds and making the person say what he wants them to say. He gives them the latitude to say freely what it is that they feel, and I think that's one of the reasons that he's so successful in doing what he does.
Any feedback from any of your clients as to how they reacted to Bill's interaction with them, to his interviews?
They were very comfortable. They thought it was a great experience, and they liked the results of what was produced. I've shared with all of them copies of the interview, and again, he edits. That's another wonderful skill that he has. He's able to edit the material so that the interviewee hears what it is that they've said before we go live with it or publish it anyplace or put it on the internet. And they have said, wonderful job, wonderful job. I'm very comfortable with what you've done.
Candy, you work with a lot of small businesses. How valuable do you think Bill's raving fans, his wall of belief, is for smaller firms?
I think smaller firms who don't experience Bill's skills don't know what they're missing. They don't know the power from having raving fans in a media such as what we're talking about. It's just a powerful tool, and anyone who doesn't take advantage of it, it's really like they're cutting off their own potential for success.
And a very interesting part of your background, coming from that large corporate experience of over 25 years, a top executive with Xerox and Federal Express and GE, if you were able to turn the clock back to another time in your corporate experience, can you imagine an instance where raving fans, where Bill's wall of belief would have been something you really would have liked to use to solve any situations you had in your previous corporate life?
Oh, absolutely. Both at Xerox and Federal Express, I mean, particularly Federal Express, when we were launching a new product, Zapmail, we couldn't get the information out to enough people fast enough. And it was really, literally, we were trying to build walls of belief, you know, and we couldn't do it fast enough. We didn't have the kind of technical tools like this that would have really, I think, taken us over the top, over the edge. It was a product before its time, and with it being a product before its time, to have been able to get more people to believe in the product would have just been a tremendous benefit to the overall product, and I think it would have survived. And I think in the future, this is going to be something that is going to be like hotcakes. It's a means that, again, hasn't gotten out there yet. The technical industry hasn't really put it together in terms of the power that accompanies this type of media.